divine. Oh, night. Oh, holy night. Oh, night divine.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Now hear what I say. We wish you a
Merry Christmas
to each
all of you.
One of you. What a joyous
day.
that's your mind. To all our family and friends, I want you to remember this line.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
From the Temptations.
Watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. I'm still on this trying to get you to understand why it's important for you to read the Bible. I'm going to read some here from Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, see, Jesus didn't teach a multitude of people. He taught his disciples, the people that came to him, those are the ones he taught. So we have to come to him. He's speaking to us today in this, through this Bible. Now we're going to go down to verse 14 for the time. 14, and ye are the light of the world. A city that is sitting on an hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle or put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, to give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall teach them, and the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, that being said, and since everybody's ultimate goal seems to be to get into heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, like already established, well, we won't go into that about being established here on earth. But we, in order to be disciples of Christ, which is the ultimate goal of being saved, as we call being saved, is to do the will of God. So in order to do the will of God, you must know the will of God. He said he walked away and sat up on a hill. His disciples came unto him. That's when he taught them. So we have to come to Christ. Not necessarily him coming to us. He's given us an invitation to come. You know, anybody that would, let them come. So it has to be initiated by us. God has already did his part. You have to get a relationship with him. You have to come to him. And this is how you come to him. He's talking to us in this Bible today. This is his instruction book. He says that, and not one jot or tittle is going to pass from the law. We need to know the law in order to reign with him. You can't get to be the president of the United States knowing nothing about politics. So if we are going to rule and reign with Christ, we need to know the law, because that's what this thing is about, is law. See, this is why Jesus is coming back to the earth, not to take us back to heaven, but to establish his law on earth. This is his kingdom is going to be established on earth. The earth now is the kingdom of Satan. That's why Satan wants to deceive you and not understanding what God has promised you. If you don't know what he's promised you, that's just like somebody having an uncut diamond and not knowing the value of it, using it for a paperweight. And some gymnologist or some come along and can steal it from them because of their lack of knowledge. The Bible also tells you that for the lack of knowledge, my people suffer. And the suffering is not his fault, because he's left the provisions here for you. And he said, seek and you shall find. And if you're not seeking it, you're not going to find it. But the deceptions of Satan is every time you look around, you're watching the television, he's steady shaking things in front of you. Get this, I got to have that. You know, I must have this, because, you know, you're looking at it all the time. That's the power of repetition. It's called the power of repetition. You keep looking at it in your mind. You saying, well, I just got to have this. So you go and get it. That he got you in a bind. Because the Bible says also, owe no man nothing but to love it. So you put yourself deeper in debt. So you got to go to work and hurry up and do what they say do. And you're not free. You're a slave to your desires. So I'm saying these things